You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Today we're looking at the deep history of our region through a unique event that's making its debut in Southern Oregon. On Thursday, August 20th, from 4 to 8 p.m., the historic Handley Farm in Central Point will play host to the 14th Annual Archaeology Roadshow. This is a completely free, family-friendly event that invites the public to step into the shoes of an archaeologist, explore interactive exhibits, and even bring in your own found objects for expert identification. Joining me are two of the organizers of the event. Virginia Butler is the project director of the Archaeology Roadshow. She's a retired professor from Portland State University, where she taught archaeology for more than 25 years. Welcome to the Exchange, Virginia.
Thank you, Mike.
And also joining us right here in the studio is Anna Sloan. She's the curator of collections for the Southern Oregon Historical Society and the education coordinator for the Southern Oregon University Laboratory of Anthropology, or SULA. Welcome to the Exchange, Anna.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
So, Virginia, let's start with you. Tell me about the Archaeology Roadshow and what the core mission is, and why is it so important to bring archaeology out of the university labs and directly to the public?
Well, thank you again for having us. In about 2012, after being mainly an academic and writing for journals and going to academic conferences, it really came to me that we needed to share what we learn and the importance of archaeology and history to a much broader public who is thinks you have to go far away to exotic lands to learn about archaeology and history. It really is right here under our feet. And so we began this Archaeology Roadshow starting in Portland in 2012 out off of the campus. And then we spread to other communities around the state, to Harney County, to Bend, the Dalles. And now we're heading to Oregon, working with great partners down there. The real mission is to make people aware of why history and archaeology matters, not just because it's cool and fun to know about, but it really affects our lives today. It can enrich us in ways that we're really not even prepared for.
Why do you think that we don't know very much about history? All of us take history in K-12. Why are we so disconnected?
You know, I think that a lot of history is taught as chronology, as this happened then and this happened then. We don't really put human stories into that and make that historical understanding relevant. You know, I think one of the things that history teaches us, as well as archaeology, is that there's a real common theme across humans for all times and spaces. And a lot of these events that have happened in the past kind of keep happening. And we can learn about how humans reacted to certain circumstances, events, and it can help us sort out and make sense of what's happening today.
Well, it's interesting because I love history. I'm a history buff. And I usually say that the history is not past, P-A-S-T. It is past, P-A-S-S-E-D, down to each generation. And it's helpful for us to know what we inherited in order to understand the current conditions around us. So I really appreciate the work you're doing. Anna, this is the first time the Roadshow is coming to the Rogue Valley, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we're so thrilled to have this larger established statewide event down in our neck of the woods this year.
So why is Southern Oregon such a rich landscape for archaeology?
Well, Southern Oregon has a really distinct and interesting history just in the context of Oregon. And what I've learned from, getting acquainted with the archaeology and history down here is just that we have so much of it, right? And what I've come to find, too, especially working at the Historical Society, is that we have a lot of really engaged community members and a lot of really fantastic local organizations that each sort of cover their own little niche of history. Like, for example, the McKee Bridge Historical Society. Society. They're a group that's going to be at the Roadshow on the 20th, and they are really focused on the history of the Applegate region and specifically surrounding McKee Bridge, which many of us Southern Oregonians will have gone to enjoy in the summer months. But they have some great folks there really focusing on the settler histories and even before that, Indigenous people's histories of that region. There's a lot of history to tell here in Southern Oregon.
So what makes the historic Hanley Farm the ideal setting for this public gathering?
Well, Hanley Farm is a place near and dear to my heart. Hanley Farm is both an archaeological site and a historic site. So when folks are out there for this event, they're going to be able to learn about the archaeology underneath their feet. We were able to do some work out there earlier this spring, so we'll be sharing some of our latest finds from the site. Work has been going on out there for a few decades now in terms of archaeological investigation, so we have a pretty good sense of what the site was like in the past. In many ways, it is a great location to talk about archaeology because there it is, right at the place where we're going to be doing this event.
And it helps when we're right there and we can feel and touch and experience it.
Yes, indeed.
Virginia, this year's theme across all the Roadshow events is fire and water. Now, these two elements are fundamental to human survival. From an archaeological perspective, how do fire and water shape the story of human history in the Pacific Northwest?
Very good. And you're raising this issue that every year the Roadshow picks a theme that has this kind of universal resonance to humanity. And fire and water, extremely fundamental to the human story. One of the things that we often think about, especially with fire now, and goodness, with our season of fires across the state, it's staggering that fire can be just harmful, catastrophic. All of these very negative elements go with fire, which is absolutely, there's a real truth to that. But fire has been fundamental to the success of people. I mean, we use fire for cooking, for heat. Fire has allowed humans to expand to northern parts of the globe where they could never live without these kind of external heat sources. But in the Pacific Northwest in particular, fire, and we now know this, has been an important element to ecological development and growth. Humans have created fire, and fire has been a very natural element to the success a development of forests. If we just let forests grow and fires emerge and we put them out, and we now know that histories and decades of our federal forest management has created some of these catastrophic fires that we are struggling with today. But if we set smaller fires and allow some of these fuels to be diminished, then when we have fires, they're not at this catastrophic level. And fire itself allows new growth. It allows habitat for deer and other game. It allows for certain kinds of berries and growth of vegetation, which people really have appreciated and have been very important to the success of humans in our part of the world. So fire has this kind of negative and very positive element, and then water too. I mean, critical in all ways. And people have been so ingenious in finding ways to conserve and manage water in our world. And just to add to one of the communities and organizations that supporting the Roadshow at Hanley Farm, we have the Jackson Soil and Water Conservation Group that is going to tell their story and their history of their organization. And then the Talent Historical Society is going to share stories related to that really horrific fire that ripped down I-84, harming both Talent and Phoenix. And the Historical Society has created and gathered up a lot of those important stories that tell the resilience of people that have come out of that challenge stronger. So one of the nice things about having a new theme every year is that we ask the public to come each year and engage with those new ideas. It's not just history or archaeology as usual. We ask them to think about these themes and how they can grow in some ways these universal themes.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Virginia Butler and Anna Sloan. They're organizers of the 14th Annual Archaeology Roadshow, happening Thursday, August 20th, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the historic Hanley Farm in Central Point, and it's free for the whole family. Anna, how is this fire and water theme being localized for Southern Oregon?
Well, as Virginia mentioned, we have just it's a really relevant theme, isn't it? I think a lot of us during this span of the year who live locally and, of course, elsewhere in Oregon, but particularly in Southern Oregon, we think a lot about fire and water, right? We're always sort of checking up on the wildfire situation. We're very aware of how these things affect our lives today. What's interesting to me about this theme for us locally is recognizing that that has been the case for a long time, right? That people have always been aware of these elements that really shape our lives. And I'm excited to sort of zero in on some of those local stories. So, for example, we have several of our BLM colleagues coming out from various field offices who are going to be talking about the history of fire lookouts in some of our local forests. We have representatives from the Siskiyou Smoke Jumper Base Museum out in Cave Junction. I'm so excited because I've never been there, but I've always wanted to go. I'm just thrilled that they can join us, talking about some of that smoke jumper history. At Hanley Farm, we're going to be displaying our own 1946 amphibious fire engine, which was originally part of the Ashland fire station's fleet. And you'll have to come out to the roadshow to understand why we call it amphibious, but it's a story that has to do with both fire and water. So lots of these really interesting local, very human stories. And, you know, as Virginia said, that's really what I think engages the public most about archaeology, is connecting these themes to human lives and how people in the past, grappled with many of the same questions that we do today.
Well, I understand there are some interactive activities for the whole family, young and old alike, and people can actually bring things to the event. Now, tell me more about that.
That's right. So one of the unique things about the Archaeology Roadshow is that we have an expert panel that is available for people to come in and bring objects for identification purposes. And I'm going to ask Virginia for a little help here because she is really the one who knows most about the expert panel. What would you have to say about it, Virginia?
Thanks, Anna. So we know that the public has found objects or objects that they've inherited. People love things, you know, that's a very common characteristic. So we ask people to bring these objects that they want to know more about, how old it is, how it might have functioned, so that we can really fill in the stories behind the things. But we also want to talk about what we can't learn when we just look at the things. That is the importance of context, where objects are found, what is found around them. That often really supports a bigger story about the importance of that object. So what we're trying to do is ask citizens, visitors that have these objects to come. We want to share what we know about them and make them feel even better about them so they can be better stewards of those. But try to suggest to people that leaving things in place is probably the best strategy. And if people want to donate objects look at getting more understanding of objects, is if they have them on their own land, we'll work with people to move their.
Okay, I think we lost her, but before we go, we have about a minute left anyway. Anna, can you tell our listeners about the practical details about parking, accessibility, what people should plan for when they come out?
Absolutely. So as Mike mentioned before, this is an event occurring on Thursday, August 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. out at Hanley Farm. That address is 1053 Hanley Road between Medford and Jacksonville. And you'll be able to park. We've got a big parking area right at the front. We'll have a welcome table that you should come by to get some information about the event. And then it's really up to you. We're going to begin the event with a welcome being given by Sillette's Elder Robert Kenta, which we're really thrilled for. So if you want to arrive early to be able to hear that very special acknowledgement, we would invite you to do that. And then spend a couple of hours with your family. Check out the booths. We're going to have fantastic kids' activities, food trucks. We'll have dinner available for you for purchase if you like. House tours of Hanley House. And it's just going to be a really great time. We hope to see you there.
Okay. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My guests were Virginia Butler and Anna Sloan. They're organizers of the 14th Annual Archaeology Roadshow happening Thursday, August 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the historic Hanley Farm in Central Point. It's free for the whole family and ADA accessible. Also, if you have a mystery stone tool, a piece of pottery, or bone lying around, be sure to bring it along. Up next, we'll learn about a beekeeping project supported by the Honey and Mead Festival and how it's helping veterans heal. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio.